All right, time for the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, it's in progress for 3.5 hours between now and 9 o'clock this morning, and it's March the 2nd, and that means the second day of our March Hope and Hoops. A kid's adventure Bible will be drawn from amongst our pledgers before 7, before 9, and before 5. Caleb, I think, shooting today for the first time. I was a Jason Cans, bring him in for the best 5 minutes of the day. I was a lowly 1 for 5 yesterday, so you don't need to feel any pressure in coming back if you remember making 3 last year. That's great.
Yeah, I think what would happen, though, is I would end up making 0 for 5 then. So.
No, where's the optimism? Where's the positivity?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Go get yourself another lavender oat milk latte and get fired up here.
Yeah. I'm sure that would make me a better shooter.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday, I tried it with the headphones on, talking in the mic, sitting in the chair, and there was agreement with my coach, Caleb, afterwards that that's a tough angle. So today, I guess I'm going to try to stand, and the 4 words, and I know you like to try to figure out the wordle of the day, but the 4 words for me, I've been saying, is flick of the wrist. It's just a flick of the wrist, and so that's all.
Right.
I'm just going to focus on that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, just consistency.
Is your Wordle streak 255? I mean, have you been playing it that long?
No. I've been playing. So today, I actually just got done with it a couple minutes ago. And I have played 49 times.
Okay.
And I've gotten 48 words correct. I missed one day a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah.
All right. And again, we were talking. My daughter said she didn't download, Elena said she didn't download the whole thing, but she went on Google, and so she's talking about having done it. So we didn't know if she got the same one that way. But basically, here's the deal. Everybody gets the same word, right? But you got to be careful if you have a radio mic, you don't in some way like say the word.
Right. Yeah, and that happened to me one day too, where a friend of mine I introduced the game to had shared her word very early in the morning, and I was like, that was the only day I've gotten it in one.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, interesting. All right. I just typed in my first 5 letters, and I know one, so I'll kind of go from there. But all right.
Yes, it's a fun game.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've been doing Colossians, and we've been trucking along with that. And I have these intentions towards the Larry Crab that if we don't ever visit that, I don't know. It's hard to pack everything I want to into 5 minutes with you.
Yeah. That's been a perennial problem for us.
I know.
Trying to get everything in the time. So we give people these little snapshots and nuggets of our conversations. And, you know, I suspect it's true of the listeners out there that they all wish that we had longer as well.
Well, and that's where the talk of podcasting. But then again, you know, busy lives. But we should totally do that, because we'd like to bring other people into the conversation as well at some point. So, all right, well, let's stick with Colossians and go from there. All right. So Colossians today, it's chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. You hit me with the scripture, and I got letters to the beloved.
Sure. Yeah. So it says, "You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross."
Let's just think about that again. Read that first sentence.
Yeah. "You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away."
All right. So here's the thing, is that my contention is that could be the news headline every day. Living people are dead. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Right. For sure. Yeah, I think this particular section in Colossians, and there's so much good there, but this one just has so much punch to me.
It's sort of resonating later in Ephesians 2, right? "As for you, you were dead in your sins and your transgressions." But anyhow, "Letters to the Beloved," you write, "Before my son's crucifixion, you were dead and hopeless. But through him, I gave you a pure and vibrant life, forgiving every sin." Great line. "You owe me nothing for the insurmountable debt you faced." Boy, that's good, too. "You owe me nothing for the insurmountable debt you faced. I took every charge against you and nailed it to my son's cross, canceling every debt. You are in the clear." Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
The kind of stuff to build your day on.
Right. I mean, that's that, and I think it's because it's true. You know, I think for me that notion that everything has been cleared, right? Our entire record of debt has been cleared. And because of that, we have a pure and vibrant life. How many of us live in that reality every day? And I know that I often don't. You know, I think I kind of walk around in this sullen place rather than recognizing that it's true, that this life abundant that God has promised is mine.
And, but there's a difference between, you know, justified and sanctified. I mean, just we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies, Ephesians 2, 6.
Yes.
So it's watchman, knee, sit, walk, stand. We begin with the sit. We are seated. I'm physically seated here in Lake Halley in a former farm field, what's now a radio station. But spiritually, I'm seated with Christ in the heavenlies. But the walk, I mean, that's a continued, the Holy Spirit's, you know, growing us day by day to be more like Christ, right?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, so much of that is remembrance of what Christ has done.
Absolutely. We'll do more tomorrow. There we go. Colossians 2, 13 and 14 on WWIB. It is Ash Wednesday today. It's also International Rescue Cat Day, Banana Cream Pie Day. I threw that out to my wife before tacos and prayer last night. Well, I said, Banana Cream Pie Day is tomorrow. We could stop and get a banana cream pie. And she said, I don't like banana cream pie. So I'm like, so you can guess what we did. We didn't stop. It's also Read Across America Day and Stop Bad Service Day today. Meanwhile, the number for the day is 475,000. That's the number of pounds of chocolate coating used by Girl Scouts for their cookies. Boy, the trivia we come up with on this show. It is time here as we're coming up on 10 before 7, and lots of great pleasures from Mona and Sheldon, the $2 per make. Also hearing from Todd in Rice Lake with $30 per make. Marcy and Bloomer, 50 per. Also, we heard from Vicky and Eau Claire saying $1 per made shot. And if I make the second shot, it doubles to $2 per make. So we'll figure that out, that math story problem out later. But again, here's the deal. I am the only one here. And so we will fire up the music and bring it to you. And then I will set the mic as far as I can. I'm going to do different than yesterday. Yesterday, I sat in the chair, tougher angle. Today, two words I'm coaching myself. Relax. Aaron Rodgers, remember that Packers season? He was just like, relax. And then also, flick of the wrist. So that's what I found. A few warm-ups. I'll put the mic out here. We'll see what you can hear me say. And that's the deal. And we've got more great music and lyrics you can trust on the way from Toby Mac, his great one, Promised Land, coming up. So let's go do this. All right, Zondervan Kids Bible. Somebody's going to win that today. All right. All right, so I got five balls here, and just relax, flick of the wrist, all right? That's what we're doing. All right. Whew. All right, here, put the ball up here, high. Bank the first one in. All right, we're one for one. Here we go. All right, that was a little harder. That was in honor of Chucky Hepburn last night, who banked in the three-pointer. All right, the next one, yeah. That was the pressure. Tried to guide it. No, one for two. All right, flick of the wrist. Oh, yes, get in there. Oh, it was on the lip and it fell out. One for three. All right, flick of the wrist. Oh, yes, two for four. Two for four on the last one. Here we go. Flick of the wrist. Yes, there it is. Three for five. Three for five. Woo-hoo. The first one, a bank in honor of Chucky Hepburn's bank with over a second left in Madison at the Kohl Center to win the Big Ten Conference title. And I'll tell you what, one of those was just so close, it lipped out. But three out of five. So, Marcy, three out of five. Todd, three out of five. Vicky, I can't remember if I hit the second one or not. So we'll have to go back and check the audio tape on that. So, in the moment. All right, but it's three times better than yesterday's one for five, that's for sure.
Travion Williams, ready to launch. He does. Intercepted by Wall.
ESPN on the call last night from the Kohl Center. Freshman Chucky Hepburn banked in a game-winning three with just over a second left as the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team edged the Purdue Boilermakers last night 70-67. The victory guaranteed at least a share of the Big Ten Conference title for the Badgers. Here's Coach Greg Gard after the win.
Really proud of this group, and hopefully we got a lot more left in us.
Pretty impressive by the Wisconsin Badgers last night, winning at least a share of the Big Ten conference title.
They had won at Purdue earlier, but this was so one they went in last night. Purdue was kind of the preseason favorite. Nobody was picking the Badgers.
No one. I mean, and that's why people are saying Greg Gard, Badgers coach, should be the national coach of the year for what he did. And again, there was so much buzz on social media, too, to do a whiteout at the Kohl Center, everybody wearing white. Hmm. And the visuals of that, again, I was calling the McDonald game last night, so I just had to watch the replay, but I listened to the radio call from Matt LaPlay, who's so talented at the end. But seeing the visuals later of everybody wearing white shirts was so cool.
Uh-huh. And they did it. They got the job done. How did it finish?
Well, yeah, I mean, just, again, it's so tight. Jaden Ivey, who's going to be making a ton of money in the NBA next year, is up for College Player of the Year. He's one of Purdue's best players, but they also have a massive, massive guy named Zach Edey. And so he's a good probably 5-6 inches taller than anybody on UW's team. And so they'd throw it into him. He'd get some easy baskets, or Ivey was just making shots from all over the place. But the pride of lacrosse, Johnny Davis, had an incredible shot at the end, contested shot, where he went up strong and banked it in. I don't know if he called bank, but you know what? He had a foot on the line, but that was a big shot at the end. Tyler Wall was just all over the place. He's one of my favorite players on the Badgers this year.
He led him in scoring.
Yeah, and at 19, I think, last night. And he's not, again, tall by regular standards, but not nearly as tall as this Zach Edey. I think he's 6 or 7 inches shorter than Edey, and yet he had a big bucket on him at the end. But what happened with the Badgers is they were up by what was it? They were up by a bucket and then got fouled. And Brad Davison, who's from Minnesota, what is it, Maplewood, Minnesota, he has not missed many free throws this year. In fact, he made 23 straight, and Purdue misses a shot, and Badgers are up by 3, I believe, at that point. And Davison goes to the line for a chance to ice it, shooting the bonus, the 1-1. He made 23 straight free throws, and he missed.
He missed.
It went halfway down and popped out. And so then Ivy, this incredibly talented player for Purdue, rushes down the floor, makes a deep three, just nails it. And it looks like we're headed to overtime. But the freshman from Nebraska, Chucky Hepburn, with 8 seconds left, sprints down the court right in front of his own bench, kind of leaning to the side from the left wing, banks in a three-pointer. The crowd goes nuts.
With
goes
just
berserk.
Over a second
yeah,
left.
Yeah, like 1.5 seconds left, and Wisconsin wins that game. So
yeah. We had the audio of Tyler Wall intercepting the inbounds from Purdue, so the Badgers now getting a share of the Big Ten title, and they can get it outright if they beat Nebraska on Sunday.
Yeah, pretty cool. I love the game of basketball. Football and basketball, I guess, in this time of year.
Hi, this is James Doro, and my wife and 4 kids. We are small dairy farmers in Gilman, Wisconsin, and we are going to do our best cabin fever scream.
Warning. Cabin
I love the laugh
detected.
At the end, and I love that the whole family was passing the phone around there.
That was unique.
Dairy farmers do it better. It's the cabin fever scream.
Imagine you're out to eat like Michael Spressler was, and there he was at a famed Jersey Shore restaurant biting into something I probably would not have got on my plate, a raw clam.
Ooh. All right, Mike.
He got it at the Jersey Shore restaurant, the Lobster House, a couple weekends ago. And then he felt something hard in his mouth. And he probably thought, man, did I break a tooth?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, you never want to find something in your food, but especially something hard.
Right. And you're like, oh, man.
Well, I guess slimy or hairy aren't real good options either.
Caleb, it was a pearl possibly worth thousands of dollars.
That could pay for his tooth repair.
According to the Pearl Source website, the pearl could be worth as little as $50. Or as much as $100,000, depending on the body of water it came from.
As little as $50 or as little as $50,000?
Yeah. Wow.
Goodness.
His wife said she'd like to keep the pearl.
Okay.
Which measures 8.83 millimeters across, and have it set in a ring or a necklace. And remember that fateful night at dinner, I guess.
His wife says, I'd like to keep the pearl. He says, honey, I'd like to pay off our mortgage.
I know it. He is more interested in finding out just how much this thing is worth.
Wow. Man. Now everybody's going to be going there to eat and chomping really hard.
You never know. It's kind of like Cracker Jack, right? You never knew what kind of surprise you'd get inside the box.
I guess so. Everybody wants to be like Mike now.
Well, the cat came back, and what do you know? You heard a crowd shout, go, dog, go.
one grew up with Dr. Seuss books of some kind?
Ah, so good.
Green Eggs and Ham. Classic.
Well, it's Read Across America Day, Dr. Seuss's birthday, and so we thought we'd maybe give you a little background on that. He wrote more than 60 books, Theodore Geisel, but better known as Dr. Seuss, and he also authored more than a dozen books as Theo Le Sig. If you've seen that before, yeah, that's same guy. His books have topped many bestseller lists, sold over, this is crazy, 600 million copies and translated into more than 20 languages.
Wow. That's why you see them all over the place. Children's sections, homes, nurseries, daycares.
And we were talking off air. I mean, the thing I loved about it, and really much more of my memory of Dr. Seuss' book is reading them to my kids, is to make reading fun, to make words something that's appealing,
yeah,
and to hopefully instill in the child to want to read, and that's huge.
It really is. I mean, absolutely. And as we go through some of these titles, so many of them you might have forgotten about, but then it sparks mm-hmm. that memory in your brain, like, wow, I love that book. Love yeah. that book growing up.
Yeah, they're so fun. These are not everything he wrote, but in 1937, he penned And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street.
In 1940, from Dr. Seuss, Horton hatches the egg.
And in 1954, Horton hears a who.
Love that one. The Cat in the Hat, a classic from 1957.
Same year, you know the Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How about 1958, The Cat in the Hat Comes Back.
Yeah. 1960, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Green Eggs and Ham, classic. 1960. Such a great book.
Wasn't like the challenge, can you write, you know, a book in, you know, so many words or less?
And, yeah, he did it.
Mm-hmm. 1961, The Sneetches and Other Stories.
Celebrating Read Across America Day here on the Wib Wake Up Show with some selections from Dr. Seuss. How about Hop on Pop, 1963?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1965, Fox in Socks.
The Lorax from 1971. Of course, they made a movie out of that one the last few years.
The Butter Battle Book from 1981.
That might be my favorite mm-hmm. one of all time. Loved it. 1987, the year of my birth, I am not going to get up today, is what he wrote.
And in 1991, that they still give to graduates, high school and college, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Now, this list doesn't include one that I often think of, I really like, which is Yertle the Turtle, but yeah. that was in there as well.
So. Yeah, and I don't know if we mentioned If I Ran the Zoo either, mm-hmm. but another fantastic yeah. one. Just so many great books. Dr. Seuss, take a minute today. Can we mm-hmm. encourage you to take a minute today and read not only to yourself, but if you have children or grandchildren around, read to them today as well. My breathing has quickened.
There's something about that red light going on.
Yeah, it's like you're on the air.
Yeah.
Practice has stopped. Warm-ups have stopped. You just have to do the best you can. Though we'll still take pledges even as I'm shooting here for Hope and Hoops at 715-396-1670. We have four in Mona, Lexi, Beth, and Hannah, and we appreciate them very much. But again, would love to have your support as well and get in the drawing for that Zondervan Kids Bible.
Caleb, you are loved before, during, and after, my friend. So leave the results in the hands of the Lord.
First day, first time. Let's do the best we can.
All right. I'll be talking over the music, giving you the play-by-play, ladies and gentlemen, on this March 2nd Wednesday. Caleb Swenson, a native of Rice Lake. The first one is no good. All right. He's shaking that one off. Number two. There it is. Switcheroo. One for two. One-handed. Two for three. He's got three for four and looking for the closeout. Oh. There it is, off the mark. Well, yesterday was a one for five day. Today's a three for five day.
Yeah. Not what I'm looking for, but it's a start.
You missed the first one. You rattled off three in a row. And then just that last one to the left a little bit.
Yeah. Warm-ups went better, but mm-hmm. they do. All right, we'll tally up who wins that Zondervan Kids Bible. Thank you so much for your pledges this morning.